And all the girlies say I'm pretty fly for a white guy.
Gary Owen in Chicago this weekend at the Improv in Schaumburg. And this morning, he's back home in Cincinnati. Good morning, Gary.
Good morning, Tom. It hasn't been a good week for some of my 80s icons. I mean, we all know the Bill Cosby stuff. That's almost old news. And now Hulk Hogan comes out and just does this entire rant on the N-word. I'm like, yo, I'm on the lookout for Webster and Punky Brewster right now. Like, all these people I watched in the 80s are just falling apart, like, in front of my face. I mean, I know you've had Emmanuel Lewis on the cruise a few times, Tom. I don't think I'd invite him again if I was you. There's some skeletons in that brother's closet. Oh, Webster. I'm more in shock that I don't know when are white guys gonna learn and white girls. You just don't say the N-word around anybody unless you're by yourself, completely alone. You know what I mean?
And even then, check the windows and the doors, right?
Oh my God! If I'm on the highway and like a rap song comes on that's got the N-word, it's crazy because I'll sing it with passion. But I still look around my car like maybe a black guy just randomly appeared.
Like the State Farm commercial or something.
Yeah. Like I literally be driving like, what you really want from a... Okay, let me check real quick. Nope, nobody's here. I'm good. I can sing it. I even sing the radio version then. What you really want from a friend? I'm just shocked because I really thought Hulk Hogan and Coco Beware were tight back in the 80s. Like the brother with the bird, that was like his dude. And to find out he said, but it's more, I guess he went on the rant because his daughter was dating a black dude.
Right.
And that's where the gist of it came from. So I'm just like, I'm looking at Hulk like she got a big booty. The brothers are coming. You know what I mean? Just know, any white guy out there listening to your show, if your daughter, no matter what color she is, has a big old booty, eventually the brothers are going to holler. Whether she's married or not, they're going to holler. All right? I mean, you just had the song on Radar. Do, 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 you know what I mean?
Oh, my God.
I don't know how many of these 80s icons I can take falling apart anymore, man. It's disappointing.
Punky Brewster.
But your advice is when you're saying the word, make sure
look around. No, listen, Sybil, my advice is never say it around other people. Be by yourself. If you got to let it out, let it out. But be solo with it. You know what I mean?
Solo with it.
I mean, sometimes I get really upset with my wife, and I take a drive. And I'm all alone in the car, and I'm like, nobody will ever know. Nobody will ever know.
Oh, I take a drive,
Jay.
Schaumburg, Chicago, this weekend at the Improv. Gary Owen.